True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
We begin it here with the man who represented our city so well on Baltimore radio this morning.
It's a very humbling edition of Baskin and Phelps.
It's Mr. Andy Baskin.
Always a pleasure to be here on Baskin and Phelps, considering my last name's on the show.
He went off the other day and said some things about sexually transmitted diseases in Baltimore, and he got himself.
Now you got to make me.
People's of the city with the most sexually transmitted diseases do that to us. Uncle Lesk, explain
the sexually transmitted diseases.
And so that got him a line, among other things, in the Baltimore Sun this week, correct?
Oh, did the Baltimore Sun say something about the sexually transmitted? I don't think they got into that.
All of your ranting the other day about the celebration in week one got you a line in the Baltimore Sun. And with that comes about 4 cents. So congratulations, that worked.
Yeah.
But it also got you on Baltimore radio this morning.
Oh, it was very exciting. Very exciting.
Who were you with?
I was on their morning show.
Okay. They don't need names. It was the morning show. Dano, you recorded some of this stuff.
Our boy did a fine job.
It's Rob Long. Rob Long, sorry.
Our boy did a fine job, didn't he?
And Rob has come into our station to work before. He's a really nice guy. Oh, that's why I was just like,
that's Rob. Okay.
Yeah, he'll be on the afternoon show, too. He is a good dude.
Yeah, Rob Long's a good guy.
Yeah, so, he sat in the little closet we call the extra studio.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
Nice guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, and Andy did a really nice job, so they introed him in there, and Andy started like this.
My goal this week was I want to get quoted in the Baltimore Sun.
Thank you.
And you did.
And I did. According to Keith, I did. I got to be honest with you, I don't read the Baltimore Sun. Not a regular subscriber.
What?
So
I'll be.
You Keith didn't go told me find I was in it? There.
I mean, you can hack into that.
Hang on. Let me Google myself. That sounds like
I was going to say,
the
Andy Baskin I know not only would have had that one, but would have had it framed in his office like a pride point.
Put up on the wall.
Look what I did. I managed to tick off an entire city enough that they put me in the newspaper.
You know why? They ran out of shrimp at Phillips Dinner Club or whatever it is right there in the Inner Harbor.
Whatever that is. We were in the Wall Street Journal. Or no, we were in New York Times once before. We were getting quoted. Yeah.
That's great.
I mean, I know we've been in like People and In Style and all of those kind of
things. Well, that's the whole Kelsey angle.
Yeah, that's the Kelsey angle. That kind of
stuff. No, this was early
or take on Brian Rocchio?
No, it was something was apparently.
Yes, Jeff, your deep thoughts on Brian Rocchio got you into those magazines that you see when you're checking out at the grocery store.
When we had President Obama on the show.
Right there next to Kate Middleton.
There was something going on in D.C. at the same time he was on our show. Which, by the way, was on tape, so I don't know. It was weird, but have you ever seen it? I have a couple copies of the article. It was cool.
Oh, somebody sent me.
Yeah.
That's what you were talking about.
Something
Dan.
About
the Andy Baskin you know would have a couple of copies of the Baltimore Sun.
That's why I'm shocked you don't have the Baltimore Sun.
New York Times, man. As much as I don't like New York, I mean, still the New York Times. Come on, man.
Say anything about sexually transmitted diseases in New York?
Andy, no, I don't even know. I wonder how they compare to Baltimore.
I don't know.
Hang on, let's find out. Okay.
Keep right, going. Well, what else did our boy have to say, Dana?
Yeah, what else did I have to say?
So I
can't wait.
I thought this was an outstanding answer. And, you know, they asked you what caused you to get as angry as you were, and you had a really civil response.
Oh, man.
These are all decades-old issues that I need to turn the page on, and a lot of people do. But let's be honest about it. It's just, you know, when you have football fans that are diehard, like Colts fans were, like Browns fans still are, like Ravens fans are, you're going to spark emotion. The whole thing of thinking about it this week, especially when it hit me in the moment, I'm like, man, do they really have to do this against the Browns? That's all.
Were you on your speakerphone in the car?
I was driving.
You know better than that.
I know. And I said to the producer before I got on the air, I go, listen, if it doesn't sound good, just tell them I'll pull off on the side of the road and pick up my phone. Look, I'm trying to be very Jeff Phelps about
I'm
this.
Good and being, citizen, Andy Paskin.
Good citizen. Yeah,
my boy.
I'm not driving
man, I
over
give you
100
a hug.
Miles an hour.
I want to give you a hug.
I mean, the fact that you're saying on the air things like, maybe I need to let this go. But it really hit me this week, and I thought it was thoughtful.
And you started by giving Colts fans a plug. That was smart.
Well, I have no problem with Colts fans. Colts fans.
You gave Raven fans a plug.
I just said they were passionate.
They're supposed to support their team.
We're going to come in like Arnold and Commando.
Guys, rule number one, know your audience, right? I mean, what am I going to get in an argument with these guys?
Sure.
Did we learn anything from the
Why
former
mayor? Why don't you do with Dan and me every day?
Did we learn anything from the former mayor of Akron? Top five moment on this show, by the way.
In your estimation.
Because you're too busy hiding underneath the desk. You're like, I can't believe he's arguing with the mayor.
I need to
over
go
this.
Find that because I think there's a good chunk of people out there who don't remember that. We need to go find it.
The premise of that whole conversation was LeBron had just won a championship in Miami, and the former mayor of Akron decided rather than celebrate a native son of Akron, he decided that he wanted to start taking pot shots at Dan Gilbert. And I'm just like, why are you doing that? That's all.
There were my four favorite words.
Yes,
Mr. Mayor. It sounded very sitcomish.
And then I sat behind Don Pasqualic at a Cavs game, and I'm like, man, that guy's in way better shape than I am.
Former college quarterback, baby. Yeah.
Where at?
Pitt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, not a big fan of my. The only thing I remember about Pitt was Ohio State blowing them out huge one year.
There you go.
And Ironhead Hayward when they beat Kent State the last game.
So
of the season.
Nice job on your 90. Thing this morning.
Oh, that's it? There were no other great moments about this?
Those weren't even great, but they were moments.
I didn't think they were great either.
They were moments.
My goal this week was I want to get quoted in the Baltimore Sun.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Congratulations. I'm going to do a victory lap. Thank you.
There's a drop.
The bottom line on this whole thing is they didn't need to do this against the Browns. End of story.
Well, they came out and actually.
There's no answer.
Mary Kay Cabot.
I read this, yeah.
Mary Kay Cabot talked to them or sent them a little email, and they came back and said, here's the deal.
By the way, Mary Kay is the one that started this whole thing because I forgot about it. And then she brought it up in her interview with us.
Oh, Mary Kay like, started
so let's give,
it.
No, let's give Mary Kay credit. I'm giving her credit.
Oh, that's a good thing. They came back to her and basically said what I thought happened. I didn't know, but I said, I can only assume that they started the plans for this way before the schedule came out. And that's what they said. And so they're going to do that. And whatever. I don't like it either, but that's the way
it goes.
It's
just tacky, that's all. By the way, Steeler fans, you're with us on this one because you saw they're celebrating their Super Bowl against you. I just want you to know that very rarely do we unite with Steeler fans in just idiocy in Baltimore, and we can unite on this one.
They said they publicly released plans in March announcement of the league schedule. So, I mean, it was already out there. They're planning it all season long. I just keep going back to this.
It'd be the first time someone took a U-turn because they're like, yeah, probably not a good idea. Let's do it second home game.
As a Clevelander.
Yes.
It was awful when our team left. We all know that.
Yes.
We do now have a team back. It's been here for a long time.
Thanks, Jeff. I wouldn't have known that.
It's not been that. Well, a lot of people don't seem to.
Don't seem to what? That we have a teamer?
And embrace it. We have a team back. They've had a team. We've had a team for 25 years. We hope our team gets better. We have a football team to follow. And so.
Dan, I thought you were going to pull some of that go. I mean, I did have a couple little subtle digs in there. In that interview.
Oh, now he wants more of himself.
No, but there was one I just kind of slipped in there. right? One you appreciate?
All right, give me some time. We'll do it later in the show.
No, I'll just tell you what it was.
Do the basket encore.
I mean, I took most of the frustration out on Art Modell when I was talking to them. I'm like, yeah, I get it. I understand this. I go, I mean, let's face it. Art Modell fired Bill Belichick. I mean,
we'll get you the basket encore.
In Baltimore. Like, people forget all the history. They don't realize that it was, yes, the offices may still have been in Berea at the time, but they were no longer scheduling games in Cleveland. They were scheduling games in Baltimore. And Art thought it was a good idea to fire Bill Belichick. What was dumber, moving the team or firing Bill?
Well, as in hindsight, yes. At the time, no.
I don't know. I remember Art saying, and maybe I'm wrong, so you can correct me, because you were, I think I was in Columbus. I was in Columbus, and you were here. Did he not say, this is the last head coach I'm ever going to hire?
Well, yeah, but he also said he'd never move the team.
Well, that's true.
So, and you know,
and Baltimore also said that we would, you know, we were going to celebrate 30 years of Cleveland misery by playing against them. They could have switched too. Art switched twice. Why couldn't their franchise?
It's not
have
30
held
years
that
of misery. It was about four. We got a team.
Jeff, how many playoff wins do we have? It's 30 years. I can count those empty years.
We
in
have
my,
a team.
In my thing.
That's all right. Ryan's fine. In Lincoln, Nebraska, home of the Cornhuskers.
Oh, what up?
What's up, Ryan?
What's up, Ryan?
Hey, gentlemen, a great conversation. I want to chime in. Ironically, it's Day of Remembrance today.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Just, like, just such a unique, disgusting circumstance. Again, I'm not being devil's advocate. I'm under the understanding they didn't know that they're going to be playing us week two.
Even if they found out, they could have changed the game. They could have had the second game. Who cares?
Man? Exactly. That's why I love hearing your rant, dude.
Thanks.
You are right on my page. Same thing with Nick Wilson having a rant the other day, man. I mean, it's heartfelt. I mean, these are Cleveland Browns fans. I mean, I remember specifically just hearing it, just saying, nah, that's not real. Back in, you know, obviously when we all heard that they're going to be moving, being at the last game, obviously with Ernest Biner crying, et cetera, just the pain and agonization. Obviously we had to deal with being one of the greatest fan bases on planet Earth. And I've lived around across the country, and we really do, not biased perspective. That is just a punch in the gut, obviously. And again, you alluded to Andy, this is the greatest scenario. They still had the luxury or opportunity to try to find a way to maneuver that, but they didn't. This game in particular, man, if there's any game I just want moral victory, it's this one. Joe Flacco's coming back. Obviously, they have, you know, just sticking us with, you know, that remembrance of the 30-year anniversary of us getting pain and agonization. And they, ironically, should have felt it too, obviously, with the Baltimore scenario with them. So it's just such a weird circumstance. There is one game in particular I don't remember as much as this one, this coming Sunday, where I want a victory. I don't think we'll have it, but at the same time, there is something in me just wanting so badly to just hit them back right in the belly, too, just like they're hitting us. But anyway, guys, great show as always. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you,
Ryan.
Appreciate
be careful
it.
In those travels across the United States of America. Ryan gets around.
He does. It's amazing how he does that.
Yeah, I know.
He's like our national correspondent.
Every week he's someplace else.
It's amazing.
This time it was Lincoln, Nebraska. This historic matchup, Ravens celebrating the 30th year of their existence, which means 30 years from when the team moved from here, inspired me, Andy, to look at some of the players who played for both franchises. Oddly enough, there are tons of them. Tons of them.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
To ProFootballReference.com. 81 different men have played for both franchises.
80? Well, I guess when you think about the initial
A lot of them went. But, they didn't take 65 guys because that, the team, they got rid of some guys and everything else. But a lot of guys played for both franchises. And some names that you might be surprised about. Some pretty good talent all the way around. Shall we start with the defense, Mr. Menigan? That's Dan's cue to play the music. Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 Are you doing what network filling? Dun, right dun, now? Dun,
dun, dun. I am. Okay, we're not going to get the music.
Oh, hey, there you go.
What do you know?
I just did that to make you stop.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Let's start on the defensive line, shall we?
Okay.
At defensive end. Okay, you had a really nice career. Rob Burnett. Lined up with recent Brown and Raven, Za'Darius Smith.
Okay.
And, well, hey.
You gotta, I'm listening.
It's not like we're, we're not bringing in Bubba Smith.
I know.
We got to pick what we have. And I'm going with the third defensive end, Mr. Paul Kruger.
Oh, I liked him.
And as an honorable mention, Jadeveon Clowney, who didn't play, terribly long for either franchise.
It's not a bad defense. Though,
it's right? not a bad defensive line, is
no,
it?
No, it's not bad. No. It's not better than what the Browns
At
have
At defensive
now,
but... tackle, I had to improvise.
Okay.
James Jones, who was one heck of a nice guy.
Okay.
James was a pretty good player.
Hang on, I got to look that up in pro
defensive
football
tackle.
Reference. Nice guy.
And
no, there's no stat
and I moved over.
It's a percentage.
I moved Anthony Unpleasant to defensive tackle from defensive line.
Why would you say that? End. Was he not pleasant to talk to?
How can you not call him Anthony Unpleasant when his name is Anthony Pleasant?
Oh, I thought
it's
maybe you had
fun,
a run-in.
Isn't it?
No, I thought you had a run-in.
No, Anthony was nice. He was all right.
Okay.
But he played defensive tackle later on, so he could have played defensive tackle. I'm putting him at defensive tackle. So there's your defensive line of players that played for both the Ravens and the Browns.
Also, I feel like it just needs to be said.
Ding!
Over all of this.
I had to, boy, did I have to improvise at linebackers. I couldn't come up with too many good ones. Mike Caldwell, who went on after playing in the NFL for a while to become a longtime coach. He's still coaching in the NFL, former defensive coordinator of the Jaguars. You remember Mike Caldwell when he was here? And L.J. Fort.
L.J.
Fort are your linebackers.
Yeah, they go old school on that.
Safety. One of the great safeties, and it's a tragedy that he died so young. Eric Turner, number two overall pick of the Browns at safety. He went with the team when they moved to Baltimore. And Mr. Stephen Moore, who was a pretty good dude. I like Stephen. Honorable mention, Benny Thompson. Benny gets an honorable mention. At cornerback, the guy with the greatest smile I think of any professional athlete I've ever met, Corey Fuller. Remember Corey?
Corner? I had a fantastic interview with Corey Fuller once. I'll never forget it.
Corey
almost
was,
got into a fight with another beat writer in town who I consider a friend now.
Nice.
Over that, yes. I'll never forget that.
Corey was kind of like Kenny Lofton.
Yeah.
Really, really nice guy.
And always accessible to the media?
As long as you put up with the gruff beginning.
Yes.
You know what I mean? The other cornerback, Antonio Langham. Antonio Langham. Players who have played for both the Browns and the Baltimore Ravens. So that defense is okay. On the offensive side of the ball, actually a pretty good offensive line. Your center, the man in the Browns bandana on the Ravens' first ever game.
A champion for you, Browns
God
fans.
Bless you, Steve Everett.
Steve Everett.
Artistic guy.
I think he deserves a statue.
Well, maybe.
We can see
as long as he's wearing the bandana.
Yeah.
Your guards, pretty good. Kevin Zeitler, who's played for, how many teams has Kevin played for now? Is it 47?
Three? No, come
Is
on.
Is it 47 different
Just
teams for Kevin
AFC
Zeitler?
Just every AFC North team, right?
He's still except for the Steelers.
He's still playing. He played for Cincinnati, played for Baltimore, played for the Browns, played for the Lions. He's still going. And Wally Williams.
Don't even remember him.
You don't remember Wally Williams?
Not really.
Oh, no. Wally was a nice fella. And your offensive tackles.
He also, by the way, Zeitler also played for the Giants, and now he's playing for the Titans now.
47 different teams.
Mm-hmm.
Bengals, your offensive Browns, tackles.
Giants, Ravens, Lions, Titans.
Zeus.
Oh, Zeus.
Orlando Brown Sr.
Yeah, bummer.
And Tony Jones. Both men are no longer with us.
Yeah. Big boys.
Tony Jones was a really nice guy. I like Tony a lot. Your tight end, Andy, congratulations. You have a tight end on the team, Mr. Ben Watson.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about Ben Watson. Yeah, I liked him.
Very smart. Very smart fella, Ben Watson. Your honorable mention on the defense or tight end, Brian Kinchin. Remember Brian Kinchin?
I can't believe this is a list. Yes, keep going. Yes.
Wide receivers, Michael Jackson.
Dyson?
Or Michael Dyson, depending on the week.
Yes.
Michael Jackson, who actually was pretty productive for both teams.
That Dyson guy could run a sweeper play, couldn't he?
One of the original Browns, Kevin Johnson. I got that.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Kevin Johnson. Kevin was with the Ravens for a short period of time, but he had a good career with the Browns.
Yes.
And Derek Alexander. Your honorable mention at wide receiver. He didn't play real long for either team. Odell Beckham Jr. Those aren't bad wide receivers. Michael Jackson, Kevin Johnson, Derek Alexander. I'd take him over the ones we have now.
Mm-hmm.
And Odell Beckham is your honorable mention.
Yeah.
Andy, here you go. You ready?
There better be a super friend of the show in this list.
Keep your going. Running backs.
There are two super friends of the show
your
in this list.
Your running backs.
Yes.
Just calm down. Yeah. Your running backs on the all-time players who played for both the Browns and the Ravens.
Yes.
Jamal Lewis.
The pride of South Dakota.
Oh, it was Jamal Lewis.
Oh, wrong one.
Jamal Lewis.
Wrong one.
Andy. Yeah. He was really good for both teams.
Come on, can we get to the super friendly
and
show? Yes, say it.
Ernest Biner.
This list is...
Just stop.
Stop.
Just stop. Give me time. I'm talking about the guys who were the best guys. Nothing against our super friend of the show.
Wow.
Whose name will be mentioned momentarily.
All right, you better
Ernest Biner was a better NFL player than our buddy.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, I don't know that he was
Jamal
better.
Lewis and Ernest Biner stats, are your running backs.
Although I do like Ernest Biner. I think he's a good dude.
Your honorable mentions.
Yeah?
Former Indians season ticket holder Leroy Horde.
Oh, okay.
And super friend of the show, Jamel White.
Oh, sugar booger.
There you go.
Serious? He's an honorable mention. He should have been first team All-American on that. Keep going.
Jamal Lewis was really good, man. As Butch Davis once said, if we only eliminated those three runs that went for 60 or more yards, we'd just really shut them down.
Have we done special teams yet?
Yeah, just relax, will you?
Keep
your
going.
Quarterbacks, more than a few, actually.
You got to start with Vinny, right?
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can start with Joe?
I am.
Okay, you can start with Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco.
All right.
Joe was really substantial in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though he hasn't had much of a Browns career yet, Joe Flacco's got to be the guy. Joe did more in Baltimore than Vinny Testaverde did in Cleveland and Baltimore combined. But Vinny is my honorable mention at quarterback, along with Trent Dilfer.
Oh, all right. I get that.
Could have had Eric Zier, too. But Joe Flacco's the guy. So your offense, Joe Flacco, Jamal Lewis, Ernest Biner, Michael Jackson, Kevin Johnson, Derek Alexander, Ben Watson, and Steve Everett, Kevin Zeitler, Wally Williams, Orlando Brown, and Tony Jones. On special teams, a man who... I said, hey, do you know this guy who you went to Louisiana Tech with? And he told me, yeah, I got into a fight with him on a bus and I beat the crap out of him. Kicker Matt Stover.
Oh.
I thought, okay, that's nice of you to say you beat the crap out of this kid that I knew. But that's what he said.
It's all right.
And then our punter on the team.
Another super friend of the show. This better be. If it's
a
not,
Cleveland
I'm walking
native
out the... Okay, good.
Who right. I was in his house after he was drafted out of Ohio
Ding.
University and went to the Baltimore Ravens. And we got done with the interview, and I congratulated him for being drafted. I had to go to Baltimore, and I guess, yeah, I know.
Ding.
Mr. Dave Zastadil.
Well done.
Who
was
played
a long
for,
snapper?
Who played for three different teams. Yeah, I'm going with Steve Everett.
Oh, okay.
Right. Steve Everett's the guy.
All right.
But oddly enough, a real long group of guys that went to both teams. Could we make Ted Marchabrota the coach since he actually coached the Ravens out of the Browns facility for a while?
No, can't do that.
All right, well.
No.
Ravens have had only...
Well, it'd be like if you could, then would you add Bill Belichick because he was still...
I don't know if he ever...
When they moved...
Yeah, he was
when
technically...
When they moved, he was technically their
But he
coach.
Never coached a game for them.
Yeah. He would have wrote on a napkin.
Since the Ravens have been in existence, they've only had three head coaches.
That's...
That's a kick in the shorts.
It's
Browns
a difference
fans.
Maker, though, isn't it?
And they had, you know, Brian Billick was pretty good.
Hmm.
I remember chatting with Brian Billick mm-hmm. in the Browns facility mm-hmm. when he interviewed for the Browns job.
Mm-hmm.
And we all, and then he took the Ravens gig, and we all thought, oh, boy.
Mm.
And then he got that gig.
Yeah.
That was rough. Dwight's in Cleveland. Dwight.
What's up, Dwight? Sleeping? What do you got going on there? Dwight. I think Dwight's sleeping. Dwight, you there?
Dwight gets 3 seconds. Three?
No, Dwight gets 3 seconds.
Oh, two, there he's go. Back. Dwight woke up. Congratulations. Hi, Dwight.
Welcome to the show.
I didn't know who you were talking about because this isn't Dwight. This is Drake from Cleveland. Drake?
It says Dwight right here on the screen, Drake. I apologize. Drake,
hang on. Who answered the phone? Apologize.
I can only go by what I see.
Okay. Sorry about that.
I can only go by what I see.
Drake?
I'm wondering why we give a care. Like, I don't really give a fat rat's cheek about what Baltimore is doing. We have an opportunity to go in there and spoil that fun. You're bringing in all kind of Hall of Famers and everything to celebrate a victory that you haven't earned yet. So I don't want to hear about what they're celebrating. I want to hear about what the Browns are going to do, go in there and take their heart from them.
Say it, Drake. I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah, it's not like we don't have a chance to win the game. I can understand that we ain't have a chance to win the game. This is their time to solidify themselves and gain some respect. So I don't want to hear about Boston. I don't care what they're planning. Good. Thank Boston. You for planning something we can ruin.
Drake?
I thank you.
Go.
Thank
you. Keep going.
Are you done, Drake?
I'm done. Thank you for taking my call.
All right.
You got it, Drake.
We're on the Cleveland path, not the Baltimore one.
Drake, thank you very much. Drake, God bless you.
I'm so bummed. Can I go behind the curtain? The line. What was the original name we thought it was?
Dwight.
Dwight. We thought it was Dwight, and somewhere or another, he snuck on the air because he said the line was the Browns just need to go to Baltimore and take a beating. I was waiting for that. Man, you want to talk about a curveball. Oh, I was so prepared.
Corrali doing a great job screening all these things.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Way to go, Matt.
That's like you're being down, you know, 0-2.
Yeah, that was not my finest moment. I even caught him. I was like, oh, what's up, Dwight? Like, what do you want to? And he didn't correct me. And I'm like, well, shoot.
Nothing wrong with it. Can't be
any, get it fixed.
There you go.
We'll can't get it be fixed. Any worse than that, that called strike in the ninth inning against Kwan last night.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.